even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
This episode of the Ted and Ty Show is brought to you by Brown Girl Brand. If you're looking for a motivational or a relatable tee for brown girls everywhere, then look no further than browngirlbrand.com. It is the place to be with catchy slogans like Melanin Poppin' Severely, Brown AF, Damn Gina, and more. Brown girls love these tees, and you will too. Available at browngirlbrand.com or on Instagram at browngirlbrand.
Let's start the show.
You already know how we get down.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, oh, real quick, well, since we're here now, Danny. Hey, fam, I got a stepdaddy, all right? I don't need...
Okay, I'm not trying to be...
I saw that, but I didn't know what the fuck the deal was.
I don't need daddy Danny running around, my nigga. Like, the fuck?
First of all, I just said, let's link up. I mean, let's do it.
You trying to link up with mom?
She wild.
She asked to link up with me. And I was like, cool. She said, let's link if
I'm
not
mistaken. Hey, Danny, you making it seem like my mama out there, fam. Don't make me tie your hands.
No. No. I'm down for it. Like, I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm down for it.
I'm like, cool.
Danny Webb.
So we definitely are going to take a selfie or two. Yeah. It's lit.
Hey, but fuck Danny, though, because I already told you, nigga, I went out to fucking...
Lord.
Fuck you. I went to fucking Atlanta, and Danny was nowhere to be found.
Not at all.
I'm blowing her phone up.
Not at all. I was hitting him. I was hitting him. I'm like, shit, what y'all on? What's up?
Where
y'all?
And I told you where we were.
I'm finna be in Lawrenceville. Dumbass
no, I never said that. I said, I'm about to be at Red Martini. Then we went to the next door spot, Moondogs. Shout out to Moondogs.
I do know about Moondogs, though. Moondogs is...
That shit, hey, first of all, drinks cheap, even though we still ran up a check, and the environment's cool as hell.
It is.
All the games and shit in there. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the spot. So, but I told you that, nigga. And
right, but at that point, I had already been downtown at the NFL Live Experience, so we was already down there.
Ty, you saw what Danny just said in response, nigga.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, we went home to have sex. That's not what you said.
That is true.
Not the same four positions y'all been doing. So
like, I'm only in town for the fucking weekend, nigga. Damn, didn't see Danny not one time, nigga. Could have had some photos.
We could
nigga,
have. I was the one.
This was your opportunity to take over the fucking.
First of all,
pictures with me
all,
and you.
First of all,
Hashtag itchy and scratchy. Fuck out of here.
No, but I was trying to link, and I was hitting you up like, "What's tea? Y'all at the World of Coca-Cola being real tourists." So I'm like, shit.
Actually, we didn't even end up going.
Okay.
Oh, y'all need something, son. I love it down there.
Yeah, I've been there before, but we just ended up. We'll be back.
I've never been there.
Well, look, let me start the show and then introduce the podcast, and then we could get right back into it because I got hella jokes that I want to crack, especially about this cold-ass weather, and I'm in a warm state. Okay. But okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your host, TEDKUSH Man. This is a comedy podcast with Urban Intellectual. I think I was supposed to put that before, but who gives a fuck? You got it. I'm joined here by my two co-hosts, my good friends.
Ty, your guy, sitting back. What's happening, people?
And it's your girl, Danny J.
Of course, you can follow us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show. That's Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow me personally at TED.KUSH, Ty at Ty.Sean.W, and Danny J at Go.Danny J. Go is spelled GEAUX.
Finally.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Because I changed it on the notes.
And clap for that boy Ted, you hear me?
See that. Yep, there it goes. But besides being in Atlanta and shit, I'm glad I got the fuck out of here because do y'all got snow yet?
Or what? No.
School was shut down though.
No, I never got it. Yeah. School was shut down. Everything was closed and it was sunshiny. Literally sunshiny. So
they shut down for the Super Bowl. That's why they shut down. Let's be real.
I'm going to say, yeah, fuck. I mean, the airport was hectic on Sunday when I was leaving out. Like, wow. It was hectic, leaving out because that's when the top of Super Bowl week began. So,
and that's when the players all came in town, right? Looked like, yeah.
But they wouldn't have flew into.
I don't know. Airport, right? I'm just saying.
No way are they gonna get on those fucking train things. I hate airports with those train things.
Oh, like what? Like Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh, like little Subway?
Yeah, I hate those things. Yeah. I fucking hate. Like, I cannot stand those fucking things, bro. Like, yeah. Dallas Airport, I think they got those, but you don't never really have to use those. You come in, get to the fucking terminal that you're supposed to be at, and that's that.
Yeah.
Atlanta, you got 85 rows of barricades for security.
Atlanta, the biggest airport in the world, son.
Fuck that. Yeah, that shit is a motherfucker. Yeah, but well, I mean, Dallas Airport is big too. Dallas
Airport.
Yeah, oh, no, no, and Houston big than a bitch too. So like, yeah. that just shows you just how big Atlanta is.
Yeah, Dallas Airport is the size of Manhattan. Manhattan's island. Yeah, I found that interesting from one of the bus drivers there driving us to like pick up the car or whatever. Anyway,
got old Rufus giving you random facts, huh?
Yeah, you know they ain't got shit to do, but they can't be on the phone or nothing. So they got to talk, and they trying to earn that tip.
I've never tipped an airport bus driver before in my life.
Oh, I have.
I gave a couple dollars before. You're supposed to.
Yeah,
that sucks because I'm you know this, Ted. I'm a really good tipper, so I'm like, damn.
Because they get your bags. Yeah.
That's why they be rushing to get the bags and shit. Nigga, they trying to get a little bit of cheese, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you had mentioned schools being out in Michigan, where I'm from. Schools have been out the past 2-3 days, but it's been warranted, nigga. It shit has been like negative 50. I don't know if it's been negative 50 in Pontiac or Detroit, but in Chicago, I think it got to negative 50 somewhere else.
It was colder in Chicago this week than it was in Alaska.
Ooh, bro, I saw a picture. No bullshit. I saw a picture of Atlanta of Chicago from like the aerial view. Bro, it looked like Jon Snow and the Night's Watch is for sure somewhere out there defending the wall.
Boy, the winter is coming. Y'all got the
winter is here.
No, winter is here, fam.
Winter is here, nigga, for sure. It's been fucking freezing. I feel bad though for like the homeless people and stuff they got out there. I think they said, I don't know the number of people that died, but it was numerous amounts of homeless people have passed away in Chicago just because they fucking froze to death.
Hey, if you're homeless, like when you, like, and I'm not saying I know at all because I've never been in that situation, thank God. But like, so I think I would just like go commit hella petty crimes to go to jail. Like, at least there you get three hots in a cot. Like,
true. That's true. But speaking of that, in a prison in Illinois, or outside of Chicago or whatever, I mean, that's still Illinois. There was a picture floating around on the internet of prisoners outside, like shoveling and cleaning up and shit without proper gear, and they fucking freezing.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, speaking of prison, I'm glad you said that though. Did you see the white prisoner who with four other inmates chained to a table when he was stabbing?
Oh yeah. That video is actually like a couple years old though. Yeah, I saw like the original story because they ended up slamming the cop that like set it all up, then the guy that like they slam niggas. But you know how the internet is. The internet gonna resurface everything quick.
Yeah,
but yeah, I did see that.
Especially at the right time, they gonna be like, "Ooh, racial tensions are real high. Let's post this video now."
Yeah. That's the video you're talking about, though, right? The one with
that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
I just recently saw it.
I saw a stupid ass nigga. I just recently saw it too. I just did research, you know, because that's just
the internet.
Yeah. But I saw a nigga say, why they ain't just fight him off 4-on-1?
First of all,
you clearly didn't read the fucking niggas is handcuffed, dumb fuck. Nigga.
What type of martial artist are you, my nigga? I don't care if it's me and three of my homies. If a nigga has a knife and he's swinging at hold us, who gonna be the first one to swing? Because I ain't trying to get stabbed, my guy. Like,
even if you don't get stabbed, nigga, have you ever just had a cut? Like, just a...
Son, I cry from a paper cut, my nigga. I hate them.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. Don't be like a bartender.
Oh, my God.
Where you, like, got to cut up limes or something.
Shit. That lime hit that finger, you gonna pray that you never did that shit.
Real nigga shit. Hey, this is random, but I'm gonna be back on Danny's head because we've gassed her way too much. Because ever since the Explore page, and yes, I'm going back to it. Oh, did you see Danny then created a whole ass Fit Girl page? What's the page, Danny? Go ahead and plug it.
Fit Girl Danny. Follow me on Instagram for your motivation.
The fuck? Like, it looks like she pulling her hair after she said that shit.
It did.
Hey, she really fucked herself up, though, because if you ever stop going to the gym, niggas will be like, what happened to Fit Girl Danny?
Well, first of all, if you are an avid supporter of me, you know that I've been doing fitness not only on Instagram, but also on my YouTube channel, which is and Danny Snapchat. JTV.
Head ass, get the fuck out of here.
Shameless plugs.
Maybe
you know,
this episode going to be Plug Danny. With your-
I've always been into fitness, but people wanted to see an Instagram page. So I gave the people what they wanted.
And it came with it. Yeah, you got me fucked up, nigga. I've been about it. Nigga, I've been
in the gym. I've been.
Niggas wasn't lifting in the gym? The fuck? Ass.
And wasn't.
Whatever.
Y'all was with me eating the burgers, but. Right.
I mean, burgers. I had a burger for lunch today. I ain't even going. I was really craving a burger.
And I had a Five Guys burger for lunch today, too. That thing was banging.
I'm not a fan of Five Guys.
Way the shit on me. I love Five
really?
Guys.
Really?
Just because they give you so many fries.
Yeah, so they're going to give you a gang of fries. Like, hey, you want a large or a small? Nigga, you're going to put a gang of them bitches in the bag anyways. What does it matter?
Small. Small, please. Right. What the fuck? Anyway, I guess we'll get into like a real topic. even though the cold is a real topic, nigga, it's fucking brittle out that bitch. Brittle. Brittle, nigga. But speaking of Chicago and all the fucking cold and all that shit they got, Jussie Smollett, this was just yesterday. I'm glad we actually didn't record yesterday. It worked out
perfectly that
we're a day late this week. Soulja Boy fucked us up, you know what I'm saying? But why does everything seem to happen on like Mondays or Tuesdays or Wednesdays? Hmm. Yeah. Anyway, Jussie Smollett was attacked in Chicago. I know y'all saw that because like literally yesterday that was on my Instagram timeline.
Yeah.
Like my mom posted about it. And she don't even really post about things like
Niggas like Empire. Mm-hmm. Niggas like Empire. Well, I don't know about anymore, but niggas did.
Yeah, I did.
You don't watch it no more?
No.
I seen it just because it'd be
a
slow.
I never got into it, but I know the character. I know the story. $12.99 worth.
And it was good. At first, it was good. It was really good.
It was.
It was really
It was fire at first, mm-hmm. for sure. The music on that bitch used to be fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's still, that it isn't now. But I know, like, what they said about Empire, though, is, like, when you sign with them, they basically have the rights to all your music and shit. That's why them niggas don't be coming out with no single tracks and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like your boy, the short extra nigga, Hakeem on the show. I don't know his real name or rap name, but he actually would have probably been pretty decent with the amount of cartoon rappers they got out right now. He's locked in the Fox. You know what I'm saying? Cartoon niggas, they are, bro. Like, what the fuck? They got niggas, like, that shit is wild, nigga. Like, shit is wild. But anyway, sorry. So Jussie Smollett was fucking attacked in Chicago. At least that's what they say. And the only reason I say that, and I'm not discrediting his claim. Well, he was attacked in Chicago and it was bad to the point where niggas was wearing masks. Apparently he walked away with like a broken rib. They poured bleach on him. They called him a nigger. F word that we don't use on the show. I don't even think I can get away with it, like even in this context. So I'm gonna just let it ride. But an FT, they called him a nigger FT from Empire. They yelled out, "This is MAGA country" or something like that. They left a note. I don't know if they left a note at the crime scene. Or I don't know. Emailed them or whatever. Either way. But he was attacked by some MAGA supporters. And I think to the moment, Trump still hasn't even spoken on it, which is mind blowing because if somebody was using the Ted and Tai show as like a racial attack, I would come out and be like, excuse me.
Immediately.
The Ted and Tai show has nothing to do with that. I don't know.
Nothing. We don't support that shit. We didn't personally get them niggas the sweatshirt. They bought it off.
Right.
They bought it off Amazon themselves.
Exactly.
Right. But so what do y'all think about that though?
Because I have one question I asked you earlier, Ted, but I want to make sure Danny J hears this. Like, Bro, are racist white people just walking around with nooses in their back pocket? Or
oh yeah, because they like put a noose on them or something. Yeah, like,
yes, so, they did.
You just had this laying around, like, bro. You know,
I couldn't create one of those bitches if I tried. Hey, nigga.
You know,
I've never seen
a noose in person. Like, I've seen one in a museum and I've seen them on TV, obviously, but I've never like put my hands on a noose. I wouldn't know how to make one. Like, if a nigga had one, I wouldn't.
That's
know
one hell of a Boy Scout move. You got to be a hell of a Boy Scout to make a fucking noose, bro. You know how to make all the knots, nigga.
So
like, bro, you be seeing the nooses, nigga. They so
the Boy Scouts,
be
the Boy Scouts of America are training the new Klansmen, huh?
Okay. That's real. Hey, how come they got Girl Scout cookies but they don't have Boy Scout cookies?
Hmm.
Oh.
Damn. See, hey, so what do Boy Scouts do?
Don't the Boy Scouts do something else? Don't they sell something?
Fuck if I know. I was never a Boy Scout.
Yeah, I'm about to say, fuck if I know too. Shit, like, I was. Bro, do the Boy Scouts sell anything? Like, them niggas, they don't sell switchblades or nothing. Like, pocket knives, they ain't got shit. They
selling nooses.
Oh, no. All
right, let me not do that.
That's why I'm like, no.
That's fucked up. It might be a boy out there listening, like that used to be a Boy Scout or something.
Right.
Even though I wasn't with it. Just like the brownies. What do the brownies sell brownies?
We have a Boy Scout troop in my school, so you're right. And it's an all black troop, so I don't wanna.
Oh, for real? I've never seen
all black troop. Boy
Scout. Look, let me tell you,
I've seen that honorary black guy, hey, that little black
kid.
Let
me tell you, I've never seen them meet, but I've been waiting on the next poster because I'm definitely going. Like, I'm definitely just gonna bounce off in there like, okay, all right. This is
It's lit.
Ty about to be the leader of the Boy Scouts. He about to have the two short shorts on with the fucking backpack. He gonna have all the water. Hey, come on here. Let me teach you how to tie this noose. Damn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
hey, but so look, we getting
off topic.
How do y'all feel about that shit? I mean, obviously, I hope you would feel fucked up about it, but right. Do you believe it? Or, and I'm not trying to discredit him, but there are some things out there that people have said, like, they're not sure, you know, but I don't see him as a clout chaser, and I also don't see another nigga. I don't see a nigga beating themselves up.
Yeah. He broke a rib. Like, if that nigga lip was busted, like, if his lip was busted and he had a black eye, I'd be like, oh, that nigga took two left and a right, and I can understand. Not understand, but I could see how that could be fake. Right. This man cracked a rib, bro. He had bleach thrown off.
Have either one of y'all ever cracked a rib or broken a rib?
I haven't. No.
My point.
No, son, I bruised the rib and I cried all the way to the hospital.
My point, because I ain't never hurt my ribs either. Like, I can't imagine. That's not something normal. I've broken a bone, but, like, not a rib. Like, nigga.
To be honest, this saddens me. And it's not just because, I'm a part of the LGBT community, because it saddens everybody. I believe it happened. I really do. I feel like, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was. I feel as though he should have, he can walk out at any time and should feel comfortable. Whoever these people were, who of course they can't find, it's unfortunate that that happened, because like you said, he doesn't come off as trying to clout and do this. He just seems like a cool guy. So I don't know. It really hurt me, like, to hear about it, because it's like, dang, you know, he's one of the ones that kind of stay out the way. Like, I hardly ever see him, like, all, you know, trying to do too much like a lot of other
people. Is he, my bad, Tay. I was going to ask Danny because I forget. Hey, Danny, and I'm asking you because you obviously, you know, you're a little bit more in touch with the LGBT than me or Ted. Is he even a big activist for gay rights? I mean, I imagine that he's really down.
He's super active. And even on the show, I know he has a tattoo, and it's an actual real tattoo. And he's like in the community, very vocal, very out there, you know, always promoting something. Okay.
He's become a face. He's become a face because of the show.
Definitely.
Yeah, he definitely has. Yeah, because I spoke to Ty earlier, and Ty was like, I didn't even know he was gay. I was like, nah, he gay. Like, I was like, I mean, well, first of all, like, he's super gay on the show.
Right.
But then Ty was like, well, there are a bunch of actors that do, like, that are have gay roles and they're not gay.
Yeah.
But and that's true. But I was like, nah, but he's gay.
Yeah, he's came out and like I said, yeah, he's been at multiple events.
Oh, yeah, like I said, I didn't know that. Hey, here's another question for both of y'all. What Subway you can go to at 2 a.m?
A lot of them, actually.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Especially like up north.
You know, you gotta remember, son, I live in Memphis. Shit ain't open past 10 o'clock.
Yeah, especially up north. They definitely have like places like Subway open 24 hours. Because they make breakfast also.
Mm-hmm. But 2 a.m, I mean, well, yeah. I guess that's like that's
But in a place like Chicago, in a city like Chicago, that bitch.
Oh, ain't hey, right. And just to let you know that since we spoke earlier, when you told me, you know, like they couldn't find video and people were starting to speculate that he was just doing it.
Right, exactly.
But they made an update. So police have found video. They're actually looking for it.
Okay, then he's not lying.
They're looking for people of interest, right? They're looking for some persons of interest right now.
Right.
So they found video of him actually getting attacked.
Well, they found video of like him being followed or something. So right now it's like, yeah, let's just holler at these people.
Yeah, they might have beat his ass in a fucking
with his agent on the phone with him. And his agent is like, nah, like I heard all of this transpire. He not making shit up. Like,
I mean, I didn't believe that he was either. Let me clear that up right now. I didn't think he was lying either. I just saw that people were starting to, you know, but I'm glad I can actually say it now and it be accurate. Anything that got to do with Make America Great Again, people going to second guess and think that people are lying or whatever, just because they think that they trying to slam Trump or something. When the fact is that fucking Make America Great Again, the whole slogan, the whole hat, all of that shit is real deal. Like a racist thing. Like they try to portray it as if it's, oh, I'm supporting the president. Nah, bro. But I'll be honest, I've never seen a hat in person. Have y'all?
No.
See, I saw it on Twitter and niggas was like, come to DC, shit. Come to here. This one lady was like, shit, in Tennessee, I see them all the time. But I ain't never seen a hat because I wouldn't know what to fucking do. I mean, I wouldn't attack nobody. I can't.
If I was in Nashville, I would probably see more. But because Nashville is more Make America Great Again. White. But in Memphis, nah, fam. Nah.
But what I will say is, you know, of course, a lot of public figures are definitely coming out and like coming to the forefront and pretty much like supporting him and, you know, just saying how fucked up it is that shit happened to him. And I just feel like, you know, it's 2019 and I'm just wondering, y'all targeted him, followed him? Is it just because he's gay? Because all you said was, well, nigger faggot. So,
Danny, I mean, I don't know the gay rules, but I think you can.
Okay. Because I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not the rules specialist or anything, but if I had to choose one of the three of us to say it, I would choose you. Yeah, I'd elect you every time. I'd be like, Danny, fill in the blank.
You know, and it's just hurtful to me because it's like, we know how they feel, but it's just like, damn, like this man literally minding his own business, walking down the street. Like, what did he do? It's just, I don't know. It's still mind boggling to me that the world is still
people sick, man.
Yeah, it's just sick.
People sick. Just sick. People sick. People are fucking hateful. Like, you know what's fucking mind blowing? And I didn't get it from anywhere, but my thought came from watching. I was watching the Trigger Mike show. If y'all have not watched, Killer Mike. I'm tripping. Killer Mike is called Trigger Warning. I was watching Trigger Warning on Netflix. It's a Killer Mike show.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
Social experiments. It's 6 episodes, I think. Bro, if you have not had a chance to see that, Danny, listeners, like, go watch it. But I watched that show and I had the thought myself, like, piggybacking off of what you said, it's crazy that, like, you know, growing up in school, we would see things about the 70s, people pouring milk on people at the, you know, the sit-ins and Rosa Parks, and you know, you watch all of this, and you know, I had the thought, like, damn, that's crazy, should have never happened, you know, like anymore. And like, nigga, shit is really like that right now. Like protesting in the streets and shit. I'll be honest, I felt bad about myself and like wanted to do something about myself just because I'm like, damn, nigga, you ain't been to no protests. you know what I'm saying? You ain't marched or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I got to hold myself accountable for that because I feel like I'm just one of the, for lack of a better term, Uncle Tom niggas back in, you know what I'm saying? Back in,
you know what? It's that, that's to be honest, Ted, I'm glad you said that, son, because that's, those are my feelings exactly for gay rights and the fight that they have to go to, as well as women's rights right now. It's like, son, if we put ourselves back in the exact same position, I don't want 40 years from now to have to look at my sons and my grandsons and say, oh yeah, when that was going down, yeah, nigga, I was standing by the sideline. I ain't do shit. Like, yeah.
Cause
like,
you know niggas gonna ask. So were like, were you out there marching too? And you know, when Trayvon got killed, what did, you know what I'm saying? What did you do? You know what I mean? Right now, the majority of us, and this not even just me, and I'm about to step on some toes, the majority of us ain't did shit but posted shit on Facebook and acted like we fucking social warriors.
Right.
Niggas really ain't did shit. Niggas ain't out here really getting to it. You know what I'm saying? I saw the movie The Hate U Give. Have either one of y'all seen
it? Didn't see it. I wanted to, but I did not make it.
I didn't see it.
It is fire, bro.
I said I wanted to go see it.
It's a great fucking movie. And like, that's another movie that kind of like smacked me in the face. Like, damn, nigga, you need to be out here. Like, you got a voice. You know what I'm saying? But we're doing what we can through this podcast and, you know, and saying, you know.
Do you realize just how disgusting, I don't want to just jump back to this so we stay on this one topic. But like Danny said, do you realize just how disgusting that is? They followed this man to terrorize him, son. Like, domestic terrorism. What more is it? You not only stalked him, you followed him, beat him, and then took us back to a time where we're going to go back in time to when America was great again. Since we're going to say that, when was America great? Like, at what point in time was America great? The best day in America is going to be tomorrow. And that's always going to be our rhetoric because we can't think anywhere in the past. You go any further back, then you got to go through the Civil War. You got to go through the Civil Rights Movement. You go any further back, then you got to go to slavery. And everything during slavery or pre-slavery was horrific.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. I felt that.
That shit. I did too. I mean, one thing I can say about Ty, and I respect it, is that like, though Ty is a black man, and I'm the black man, to be real, that be like, fuck America.
Right.
Ty is not that nigga. Mm-hmm. Ty really likes, I don't want to say likes America, but Ty appreciates being an American. He appreciates, you know, he's a history guy.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I respect about Ty, and that I respect that shit because, yeah, bro, this country, it has the potential to literally be the best country in the world. And it's not, bro. Like, we try to feel like it is. We try to act like it is. It's not. This country ain't the best country in the world for a number of reasons. We got freedoms. Sometimes.
But so do most.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes. Like, we had freedoms back when it wasn't cool to have freedoms. Like now it's like, duh, nigga, everybody's free around here.
What do you mean free? Like, dog, why is your healthcare not free?
For real. So, like you said, getting off of this topic, though, I'm going to use Netflix as a segue just because I was just talking about Netflix. Apparently, Netflix is going up on their cost. I'm just telling the listeners out there, so in case you're not paying for
like most people aren't.
That bitch might get cut off. Like, if mom's paying for it and they go up to 20, she might be like, I don't even watch that shit.
You're gonna get on the fire and be hurt.
Time to create you like seven emails. Shit, seven different emails. Let me trial this one. For real. How much do you know the price though, Ty? You put it in there, so I don't.
I really don't know. I don't know where the price is jumping up to. I was really just focused on like how many people don't have their own account. So like Danny and Ted, do y'all have y'all own Netflix? Are y'all the person that everybody's mooching on? Or
I'm a moocher.
Yeah.
Yep. No. I have my own account, son. I'm the moochie. Niggas, I got like seven different fucking kids.
Nah, I'm on mom.
Yeah, I'm on my grandma.
I'm on mom shit.
I have my own Hulu, but.
Yep, me too.
But yeah, I'm with my grandma.
Hey, that's funny. So,
but that's how you got to do it. You got to use it. You got to do it like a fucking like a circle, nigga. Yep. You pay for the Netflix. Like we pay for DirecTV Now, and my mom used that shit. We use her Netflix. We were using her sister's Hulu, but then somebody else got the password. If she listens to this shit, we know somebody got the password because it always says too many motherfucking users. Okay. So we went ahead. I said, fuck it, I'll pay the 12.
Yeah.
I said, I'll pay the 12 a month, nigga. So I signed up and we pay for the Hulu now.
I use my dad's Amazon Prime account.
Oh, yeah. Damn sure not using my own Prime. I didn't realize it went down though. At first it was like $100 a year, mm-hmm. and it's still probably about $100 a year. But they do that
service charge, that $100 service charge. No matter if you like you pay $10 monthly, and they do like $100 service charge.
Oh,
they?
Well, I don't know. Crazy. Like I said, I'm on there. I'm on there with EJ Webb.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case no more. I think they changed it. Yeah, I'm not on that bit. I mean, I use. Yep,
right.
I use her mom.
Yeah, I use my mom's.
So another thing that happened this week. Damn, we never introduced it as like hot shit or whatever. Oh well. I've been fucking out. Just like last week, I didn't have the music at the beginning of the episode. So
yeah, we thought it was
to those people that was like, "What the fuck happened to the music?" I didn't even realize it because I went out of town on Friday that day, and I didn't even listen to the episode until Monday. And I was listening. I was like, did I never put the music in? I said, fuck it. At this point, we had so many listens. I wasn't going to delete the episode and re-upload it and lose my listens. Eat ass. Nope. We just ain't got no music.
Say eat ass. Like,
right. Damn.
Like we hope, said, hope I remember to put the music in at the beginning of this episode. Goddamn. Because if not, eat ass. Shit. But B. Smith. Do y'all know who B. Smith is?
Who is
the Black Martha Stewart.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they used to call her. Okay. Black Martha Stewart. She's a lifestyle mogul.
Yeah.
You would have seen her or read something or whatever, probably like Essence magazine, Jet magazine,
right.
Fucking Ebony magazine.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? You know, probably taking the shit at your auntie house and it's right there. You're like,
B. Smith.
Read about B. Smith. Damn, she making a good-ass cobbler right there. But she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2013. And at that time, well, she still has a husband. But her and her husband came out and spoke, you know, spoke about it. He was by her side, et cetera, et cetera. Well, her Alzheimer's is getting worse and worse, and that's what it usually does. And do y'all know people that call Alzheimer's old-timers?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's like a joke.
They call it old-timers because old people get it.
Wow.
Did you know that Alzheimer's is really prominent in African-Americans?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like sickle cell, kind of. Like, white people can get it and stuff, but, like, not really. Ooh. Alzheimer's is a little bit more common, but it's really prominent in black people. But anyway, she has Alzheimer's. Now in 2019, her husband has a girlfriend. He came out publicly. They post pictures and all this other stuff. But he has a girlfriend. He's been getting some flack about it, but he made the statement. He made a few statements, but he called them haters. But he made another statement though. And he said, quote, "I love my wife, but I can't let her take away my own life," end quote. And apparently B. Smith knows about the girlfriend. The girlfriend helps take care of B. Smith. Because the husband is the caregiver. They're still his wife. She's aware. But the problem is that B. Smith has Alzheimer's. So how much awareness does she really have, or how much of a voice does she really have? So people are, torn on the issue. So I want to ask y'all, how do y'all feel about him having a girlfriend?
Go ahead, Dan.
Knowing and everything, how do y'all feel about that?
Okay, so I think this is sick. Seriously. And I say that for a couple different reasons. For one, okay, you can say she knows about it, but again, she has Alzheimer's. She's gonna forget. She's not in her right mind. And the fact that, the fact that he still cares for her. I even heard the girlfriend lives there, right? She lives there with them.
Yeah, I think so. I think she helps take care of her also, along with his daughter from a previous relationship.
And his daughter actually agrees with this relationship as well, I read.
Yeah.
So I'm disgusted by it only because I think that that's not only disrespectful, but it's like you can get a divorce and you can move on and do whatever because I'm sure she has family. So I feel like you could get a divorce and you can be with this lady and, you know, live your own life. But I kind of feel like he's taking advantage of her because y'all still live together. I'm sure she's still, you know.
She's probably bringing in exactly. money too. Well, I feel like,
but I'm sure she's still getting some money. I don't know what he does, you know, but I just feel like who would want to live with their girlfriend, with their wife who's sick, and you can have your own apartment and still stop by and check on her. I'm not saying you have to just totally wash your hands with her, because I think he said they were married for 26 years, so he is Black love and all of this and all that.
He said he has a PhD in
right. That's love. What I saw.
Niggas is like, but you're dead.
White, like, so, and again, I don't mind that she's white, because I know I saw, oh, it's because she's white. No, it's the fact that you're not happy, but you won't get a divorce, but you want to still live with her and mooch, because I feel like somewhere the money's still coming for her. I don't know if it's disability or whatever, but I don't know. I just think it's disgusting. I don't agree with it at all.
What do you feel, Ty?
Honestly, I just, with her knowing about it and the disease not being so far along that she can't still like speak publicly for herself, you know, like she didn't have to go through like a proxy in order to get her message out. She spoke it herself and came out and said, no, I know about her. Not only do I know about her, but our daughter, or, you know, like his daughter, my stepdaughter, also knows about her. I think they have some type of situation set up, and
yeah,
I feel like we don't know all the details of the situation. We don't know if this is
not. So you're not calling him a sick nigga for this.
But I don't give a shit.
Because if she was diagnosed in 2013, it's 2019. We don't know how aggressive it is. We don't know how quick, you know.
I think for her right now, it's pretty bad.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't feel like she's in her right mind. I feel like, yeah, she may have came out publicly and said, I know, but she might just know, you know, at the moment. I feel like Ty said, we don't know, but I do feel like she's being taken advantage of, and I want to know where her family is.
Right. How do they feel? Well, so on, I mean, she could not have much family either. Yeah. Because they are like 60 something.
Well, she might not.
But either way, the one thing that people have said that maybe, because I agree with Ty, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna really blame this nigga for that. If that's their situation, that's their situation. I don't personally see Piggy letting that shit slide.
Because like, she's sick. But, she might not know. Like,
right, exactly. So I see both sides, but to your point, the point that I've seen that made me be like, that's real as fuck. Is when you say them vows, you say sickness and in health.
Yeah.
Nigga. Richer and poorer, nigga.
Like, that's true.
And right now she's sick and he like, shit, you ain't about to stop my
but
life.
But see, that's not nigga, cool.
That's kind of what you signed up for.
Right.
Champ. Like,
but you want to.
You kind of put your name there.
You want to live your life and still have fun and date and take photos and this and that, but still be married. Like, which one is it? Is it you with your wife, you dedicated, you'll never leave her side, or, I'll just help her, whatever, but I'm still doing me. Like, which one is
it? Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree.
Like, see, that's the thing. You don't know all the details, though. What if he asked for a divorce? He was like, you know, like, I don't think this will work. And she was like, nah. Or, I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened. Once again, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, cause here's what I could say to that also, Danny J. To you, you might think, you know, having multiple women is sick and he's a fuck nigga, but like, it's niggas out there with 2, 3, 4, 5 wives and them niggas cool. So who are
that's
we?
That's true. But they don't have diseases. They don't have illness, sickness.
they might,
but you know what I'm saying? In this situation, we know that this woman, I think that's what makes it so much worse. It's because
that's the whole point of it. If she wasn't sick, they would have gotten a divorce you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was interesting though, because I mean I've literally seen my timeline split all day. Just, you know.
Yep, I did too.
So I just wasn't sure how boys felt about that. But I see both sides. But at the end of the day, I agree with Ty. It's none of my business.
That's true.
It's none of my business. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a whole life to live on my own. Like, And it, without social media, we wouldn't even be hip to this shit. Like, nah, I look at relationships like, because social media can, though it's a good thing for the relationship sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we should have a show about this. It's a good thing for the relationship sometimes because, you know, you get to post pictures and et cetera, et cetera. But it's also a bad thing, more times than none, because people all in your shit. You know what I'm saying? You giving people the formula. We see when y'all fighting if you posting about it and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the situation with Oprah and Stedman to the day.
True.
To the day. To the minutes.
Which also goes to a point of like, he kind of a fuck nigga for posting that shit, period. Like, son, just keep that to your fucking self.
And that's another thing people said too. People said, why are you coming out with this? You know, like, you don't...
This ain't like a movement. Like, you're not proving nothing. Nigga, all you doing is contradicting yourself. You're a black man married to a black woman fucking a white lady.
Talking about you a PhD in black love while you have a white mistress.
I just feel like you don't bring your mistress in the house where your wife lives. She's not dead. She's not gone.
Apparently they was friends.
And that's even worse. I don't agree. Like, that's even worse. So they used to be homies. Drinking wine, hanging out, and then the friendship evolved.
I never do you like that, fam.
Yeah,
fuck that.
I appreciate it. Speaking of that, it's funny. I didn't even write this down, but I wanted to talk about this real quick too before we get into the dad joke quote and good black news. Fucking The Game. Did y'all hear the clip that he had? It's gonna be on some song, even though nobody's really checking for Game lately. He's gonna have a song come out. Did y'all hear the clip? I know this isn't in the notes, so y'all might not even have known about it.
I've heard people kind of like Kim getting mad behind the shit.
Yikes. First of all, let me tell you this now. If I was married to Kim Kardashian, which I would do, if I was Kanye West, me and what's Game's real name? Something Taylor, Javion Taylor, just something. Nick, we would have to scrap, nigga. Yeah. I'm talking, nigga. I gotta hit this nigga in his teeth. I'm sure I'll put the clip in here somewhere because I'll be able to find it. But he said basically he had Kim Kardashian by the throat. He made her swallow my kids. I made her swallow my kids. I made her choke, nigga. Ooh. He said, "I feel bad." He said, "And I feel bad or something."
Wow,
like that, because. Ye is my folks.
Wow.
First of all, if that is the case, why are you like, why are you mentioning that? You know what I'm saying? Especially if that's your boy. Y'all would have either had a previous private conversation or you just never said nothing to the nigga and you just was like, fuck it. I mean, he knew what she was walking into. I hit it first. You might move on.
That's a lot.
That's crazy, right?
That's a lot.
I'm glad I could spring that on y'all niggas. Yeah, this nigga's wild.
But it's like, did something happen between them for him to feel like, let me do a diss track?
Game is a clout chaser. Like, I think he was very hot and he had his time and stuff, but he's a clout chaser. He does shit like that. And then he bitches niggas too because like he's huge. Like, who gonna scrap with this nigga?
Wow. Yeah. That's disrespectful.
Like Kanye is not. Like, I would have to get somebody else to hit him in the mouth. But no,
he for sure get jumped randomly. Yeah, like, actually either. I got way too much money. Like.
Oh yeah. I'm never gonna lift a finger. Besides to text the niggas and be like,
I'm still through Cash App.
Yeah. But it's crazy though, because Kanye was speaking on Drake about following Kim Kardashian. They made the assumption that Kiki was talking about Kim Kardashian. And I don't
know. It was talking about what's that lady's name? Cute black girl. She was all over the internet.
Kanye
said that shit like, why would you say Kiki when you know my wife? And it was like, what?
Yeah. Take his meds that day. They probably got this nigga somewhere sedated.
Hey, don't forget though, Drake did make that song after all that shit with Kanye came out.
But who calls Kim Kardashian Kiki? I've never heard her. Okay, well.
Do y'all remember when Kim Kardashian was literally just Paris Hilton's side Robin?
Yeah.
You don't remember that, do you, Ty?
I know it now because like that's when they got
the shit. Because of who she is now, but back then you
ain't. Hell no, because she was a nobody.
Yeah, well, but she was on the show with Paris Hilton and Nikki. Nicole Richie. Lionel Richie's daughter. Oh. Yeah. Sorry, that was random. Hey, we just mentioned Drake. Drake gave two employees at McDonald's $10,000 this week.
Okay.
I almost filled out a fucking Mickey D's application. Like, nigga, just let Drake walk in this bitch one day.
That's dope. Drake always doing little stuff on the side.
10 rackums, but how do you feel that? And I ain't coming for neither one of y'all pockets, but I ain't got 10 racks in my bank account right now. How do y'all feel that a nigga that was just serving quarter pounders got more money than you?
I'm happy for whoever they were. That's good.
A nigga charging 25 cents for a sauce is now saucing on your ass, nigga.
I'm happy for him.
That's crazy. And real quick, also, Ty, get your dad joke ready. But real quick, also, Ariana Grande got a Chinese tattoo this week. And apparently it was supposed to mean seven rings. And it actually means barbecue grill.
Oh, my God. Is this a proven fact?
Nigga, I have Twitter. I use Twitter like CNN, like Fox News. Like, nigga, I get all my info. Like, that should be accurate. Like,
but why would she even get that? It's not like, I feel like people just do the dumbest stuff. Okay, seven rings. Like, why? It wasn't the most popular song.
I
don't know.
I mean, I can't tell her.
Like,
is that, oh, that was
yeah,
a song?
That's the song where Soulja Boy stated that she stole his song because it sounds like Pretty Boy Swag.
My hair, I bought it. I want it. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He claims she stole it.
She got it on the inside of her hand.
Stupid.
Oh, well, it's going to disappear eventually.
Yeah, it's going to disappear.
Because I have a hand tattoo.
And you want to know what? What's crazy, though, is you know, like, she tans herself and shit, right?
Yeah, because she used to be fucking pale.
No. The crazy part is, nigga, apparently she really tans her whole body because, nigga, even her palms were tan.
What?
Bro, y'all got to go. If y'all don't use the page Twitter, man, oh my God. Like, are you serious? If y'all don't just go lurk and read shit and just retweet, like, I retweet so much shit all day. But, yeah. But apparently, like, it was supposed to mean seven rings because she got the symbol for seven and the symbol for rings. But when you combine the two, it doesn't make seven rings. It makes an entire different word.
Wow.
Which is barbecue grill. Niggas gotta realize every fucking language is not the same as English. Like, niggas dumb. It doesn't work like that. But yeah. So she got barbecue grill on the middle of her hand.
Stupid. Like I said, it'll disappear, but that's just dumb.
I'm sure Charlamagne probably gonna give her donkey of the day for like Thursday, January 31st. I'm calling it now.
Stupid.
Anyway, so Ty, you ready?
Boys, a pig, pussy, pork, man. What's up?
I wouldn't know. I would never have a pig's pussy. But I guess if you fry it up, it is.
Nah, so no matter what, it's pork because it's still part of the... You...
Pig.
That's the dad joke. We out of here. The fuck out of here. Nah, here we go. All right. Why do scuba divers fall backwards?